The Lord is risen indeed. October 18. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. The travelers find all in surprised excitement. The voices of those in the room break out into thanksgiving and praise, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared unto Simon. Then the travelers, panting from the haste with which they have made their journey, tell the wondrous story of how, as they were journeying along full of discouragement and hopelessness, they were joined by a stranger. With wonder and hope they relate how he opened the scriptures to them, and how they invited him to abide with them. They tell how they prepared the evening meal, and when, as their guest had extended his hands to bless the food, they recognized him. They have just finished their story, and some are saying they could not believe it, for it is too good to be true, when behold, another person stands before them. Every eye is fastened upon the stranger. No one has knocked for entrance. No footstep has been heard. The disciples are startled, and wonder what it means. Then they hear a voice that is no other than the familiar voice of their master. Clear and distinct the words fall from his lips, Peace be unto you. Then, John states, were the disciples glad, when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. No one is to venture presumptuously into the work of God. Men and women are not to go unless the Holy Spirit is evidently upon them. Only under the supervision of the Holy Spirit can Christ's followers work as he worked. That evening Christ showed his disciples his hands and his feet so that no doubt that he was the Christ might exist in their minds. Behold my hands and my feet, he said, that it is I myself, handle me, and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. These are the words which I spake unto you, while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day.